If I'm correct, Michigan is the water winter wonderland. Am I right? That's what was on our license plates at one point in time, I think it was. And we've got a great, great state here in the state of Michigan. We've got.
Don't remind me of winter right now.
Well, we're surrounded by the Great Lakes, and we've got the beauty of pristine forests. And well, the one thing that you can count on is that this is a great place for sportsmen and sportswomen, for hunting and fishing, etc. Well, along those lines, an enterprising young fellow named Jeff Corter decided, it looks like it's time for an app for the sportsmen. And Jeff, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Glad to have you on the air with us.
Greetings. Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you very much. And by the way, folks, you might remember that in MI Tech News with Mike Brennan, we followed a story that actually Amanda Lewan had found at Michipreneur, and it was about you folks out there getting a very nice second round of funding to launch your new Sportsman Tracker app.
You got it. This past January, we raised just over $900,000, and we're essentially creating an app and an experience that's going to help hunters and fishermen have more success in the woods and the water. We want to help them bag that big buck, catch that huge bass, and create tools that do that.
Now, have people come back to you and say, that's unsportsmanlike to have all that fancy stuff out there?
Well, I mean, there is a good question. What is the role of technology in hunting and fishing? And we're a pretty traditional family ourselves. We hunt and fish a lot. But basically what it's doing, it's taking things that you're going to learn anyway. It's actually making you smarter, not dumber. A lot of technology, I feel like, makes you dumber because it does all the work. Well, this does some of the work, but it also educates you so you can make those decisions as well.
Now, how does it do that?
Well, what we've done is over the years, we've created this proprietary formula technology that essentially takes in more variables than just the lunar calendar. So to date, mostly the lunar calendar has been used for hunting and fishing. But we kind of got tired of the fact that there was so many other things. That was a major factor, but there were so many other factors that attributed your success more than just that. We account for several of those.
Well, you know, I would think if this is for the outdoorsman, I mean, something like weather, altitude, GPS, your location, the temperature outside, you know, the time of day. I mean, all of those variables would be very useful, I would think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So with our tools, we're trying to allow this to be your hunting guide, where you essentially plot your location, whether you're hunting or fishing, your hot spots or your deer stands or turkey stands or waterfowl stands. And let the app work you through, giving you, saying, hey, Thursday at 5 p.m., that's when the barometer's moving, that's when you're going to be seeing deer most likely.
I see. So you get to know more of the factors, as you said. Now, this, I know, has been in development, and I'm understanding you're going to be doing the final launch coming up in March, right?
Yep. So to date, we have our major app in the App Store right now. It's called Hunt Predictor.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're kind of taking hunting and fishing, and we're combining them into a single experience called Sportsman Tracker.
Okay.
Excellent.
So Hunt Predictor is in the App Store right now, but
it is.
They should hold off because starting in March, you're going to be putting the Sportsman Tracker is the one that you're going to be putting up, right?
Sure, yeah. They don't have to hold off now. You can download Hunt Predictor. Don't wait for a month.
Don't wait. Well, what will this go for? What's the price going to be for the Sportsman Tracker, for instance?
Right now, it's a free app. Ooh. Both the hunting and the fishing. There's no in-app purchases. Essentially, we're gonna be building some advertising into it down the road.
Gotcha.
But for this year, I'd say hop on board, enjoy a free experience.
I love it.
That purchase is no nothing.
We're now, talking with Jeff Corter, by the way, who is the founder and CEO of this company. And this is good news for all of you out there who are hunters and fishers. Ed?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. Now, does the application or your future application incorporate the ability for photos and maybe even, you know, social networking? So you got this, you got a group of buddies and you want to brag about that buck you got, right?
Yeah, that is exactly the case.
Oh, awesome.
We realize that most social experiences, social apps, you have like, you know, Facebook, you got like 500, 600, 700 friends. mm-hmm. we realize that you're probably not going to want to share things with that many people, especially hunting and fishing related.
That's right. you don't want that favorite hole to be suddenly
they're all
behind
your blind with you.
That's
they'd
a good
be
point.
Knocking on my door. I'd have shotguns out front of my house. If I gave all those up.
I love it.
That's it. You know, and I remember when I was with the Scouts a couple of years ago, and Gary, you were the same way. It was sometimes difficult to find an application for your smartphone. I mean, the most useful application we found was something that for when the boys went on hikes and we went in the woods, so at least we could get back to the parking lot or the or the horse stable yard where we started at because we got lost in the woods. So I imagine this has similar features for hunting and when you're hunting and fowling, you know, let's go home. You know, which direction do I go?
Do you have a go home button?
You should stay out in the woods all year. we do have we have a feature called buddy tracking in our hunting app where you can add your buddies and you can see their pins on the map. So say you're hunting, you want to know you're not shooting in their direction, et cetera. You know?
Well, wonderful. That's like a safety feature to this as well. So if you're out with a hunting party, you know, guys going up for the opening of deer season or something like that, then they get to see where everybody is, as you said, so you're not firing in that direction. Well, that really
yeah, is. Just in your buddy circle. Again, we're not giving anybody
right.
location. Anybody's nothing out to other people, you know.
Right, so you can limit it. Now, does this work only like in Michigan, or does it work outside of our state?
Yeah, so we've created it to pull all of the data from a worldwide spectrum. So we're targeting on Canada and United States,
okay.
but the whole app functions anywhere that you plot locations in the world.
Wow.
You know, Jeff, I was hoping that, you know, it's available for Android and Apple mm-hmm. OS. No Windows app.
Oh.
A little disappointed. I mean,
are you a Windows app guy?
I'm a Windows guy, yes. I mean, I would think there'd, you know, if you had a Windows phone, I think there's more hunters and fishermen that own Windows phones than Apple. I mean, I would think. maybe if they had like a hug a tree app or something, you know, for the Apple guys. But
if we get enough downloads of the iOS and Android, we're gonna make a Windows phone for you.
That would be wonderful.
Well, you know, and especially with Microsoft's announcement is that they're going with a common platform that every one of their applications will work between the Xbox One. Their tablets, their phones, and the PCs.
Oh.
So it's going to be a common OS, supposedly.
Yeah,
it'll be
so
a common.
Going forward, Jeff, it will be easier then for you.
With their Windows 10 rollout.
Right,
yeah.
With Windows 10 as the base. To be a matter of fact, they said if you write a sportsman tracker for Windows 10, it'll be able to be played on tablets, on phones, on
everything.
Desktops, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So. All right, yeah. Then we'll allow you to wait, okay? But you got
to
be enough.
It's the wild, wild west when it comes to technology right now. With how fast things changes and trying to be a tech company. I mean, that is one of the challenges.
Yeah,
building
and here's
these
someone
things that's going to have some kind of, you know, longevity.
Yeah, yep. And here's someone yep. that loves the outdoors and embraces technology at the same time. Kudos to you, Jeff.
Yeah,
and for developing
yeah.
this.
How do you manage to I don't know, manage your time so that you get outside instead of being in front of a computer?
Well, if I know the best time in a week, I'll go on that time.
There, your own app saves you in that case. Well, folks, Hunt Predictor is the app that's now in the stores, and it will be morphing in. Go ahead and get that. It's free. And then look for Sportsman Tracker starting in March. That'll be available. Thank you so much, Jeff Corder, for being with us. We've appreciated this and are just delighted to be able to support you. Go to internetadvisor.net, click on Sportsman Tracker, and find out more about that. Jeff, have a great week.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Take care. That's Jeff Corder again, and it's Sportsman Tracker.